Marco.
Just a wonderful shot from Mark Allen. Mark Allen plays his second shot. And that's a beauty as well.
Marco, Marco, Allen, Allen.
Oh, a terrific shot from Mark Allen.
Mark Allen couldn't have pitched it any closer to the edge of the green. A beautiful shot. Super round the goal. Very mature performance. He does finish well.
Oh, I've just crashed, KB. I've just crashed.
Oh, jingo.
The one and only, of course, that that infamous car crash went viral around the world. Not quite as viral as that video from the Channel 9 newsroom the other day. Didn't end up on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or something, as far as I'm aware. But morning, Marco. Morning,
yeah,
Marco. Right. How are you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, mate.
Now,
well.
I need to explain that horrible padded intro I just did there. I had a message up on the board saying you were eating a poached egg, so I had to give you a couple of minutes.
One minute you had to give me. It just arrived. You wouldn't believe it. It's normally very fast at the pantry here at Brighton, where I'm really lucky to pop in every once in a while, but it arrived just a little bit late, so thanks for the minute.
Now, how long does it take to digest a poached egg? I've got to put my hand up here. I'm actually allergic to eggs. I could not tell you what it tastes like to eat an egg in any description.
Are you kidding me? Fried,
no.
Scrambled?
No.
Poached?
No, couldn't tell you what it tastes like.
Hard-boiled egg where you put the googie egg stuff in, you know? Your mum used to make the soldiers with the bread and dip it in.
Well, I think she tried. I think she tried it when I was about 12 months old, and I regurgitated the soldiers all over the place. So, no, I can get away with eating some food with egg in it, but raw egg's very much off the menu. So, let's talk golf. What's happening?
Oh, mate, it was a pretty big start to the year. Last week with Justin Thomas winning against Hideki Matsuyama again, that was big news because Hideki's the hottest golfer in the world at the moment. I think his last six tournaments before this week, he'd won four and came second in the other two, and the only bloke who'd beat him was this Justin Thomas kid. Now, he shot a 59 round one at Wailea Golf Club in Hawaii, first round. 59 with a bogey, mind you, on the second hole. He eagled the first hole, bogeyed the second hole. He ended up holding what I reckon looked like about a 10-footer for eagle on the last four, the 59. Seven people have broken 60 these days.
I was going to ask that. It's incredible. We know it's incredibly rare. I'm getting the impression it's happened. Have a few of them happened in recent years?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just with the evolution of the ball and the golf clubs, and you know, they're just getting fitter and stronger. I mean, seriously, the club head speed that most of the players have these days, the worst what it used to be. But look, there's no doubt the ball and the technology and the sweet spot have all influenced. But you know, it's funny, you look at some of the guys who have shot the magical 50 score, and like I said before, it's been done eight times by seven people. So Jim Furyk shot a 58 last year as well. He's also shot a 59. Then you've got quite a number of players who don't really hit the ball as far as you would think. So Paul Goitis is one. Chip Beck was another guy who didn't hit the ball a long way. So, you know, probably of the eight scores that have been shot under 60 on the PGA Tour, probably four or five of them have been done by blokes who don't hit it that far, if you put Jim Furyk in that bracket as well. So they're just better. You know, it's one of those mental barriers, a bit like the four-minute mile, I guess. There was always a barrier there. One bloke did it. Now it seems to be happening an awful lot. Now, Al Geiberger was the first one back in the 70s.
Yeah.
That was amazing. He actually did it with the ball being, it was a, not many people know this, but he did it when the ball was being played up. So it was a rainy week, and it was deemed a little bit too wet and a little mud on the ball. So you give the opportunity for a pro to hit a fairway, mark his ball, clean it, and put it on a good lie. You know, magical stuff can happen. So Al Geiberger's first 59 was done playing the ball up. So that happened a long time ago. But now, you know, I would be surprised if we see two more this year. I mean, just as common as they are.
So where does that lead us in terms of debate about the technology? I mean, we're seeing this obviously in cricket, and there's a lot of discussion about bat sizes. And I would have thought it's more of an issue in golf, given how sort of stringently rules and standards are applied.
No, I agree. I agree with that. But yeah, look, that's one part of it. Now, I'm not a person who says that it's the golf ball and the technology with the golf clubs alone. I think the golf swing is so much better, and technology has helped that. So for instance, I mean, once upon a time, if you were a golf coach, when I turned pro, Dale Lynch bought himself a video camera. and he was my golf coach because of the video camera. He was, not many golf coaches had a video camera.
Yeah.
These days, you got guys teaching on their iPhone. They just put it in slow-mo, and your local golf coach, don't be surprised one bit if he just pulls out his iPhone, puts it on the slow-mo mode, and films your swing a couple of times, and then sends it to you afterwards with a full-on critique. So they've had access now to video cameras for probably 25 years. A video camera good enough to actually, to where now you can actually see what is going on. Once upon a time, it was trial and error, You go get your lesson, he'd fix your setup, he'd fix your grip. You'd kind of have an idea of where the club face and the club shaft was pointing at the top, and basically tell you to turn your shoulders more, pause at the top, slow down, and hopefully things will get better. These days it's changed. They can really, they understand what a shaft line means and where it should be pointed. They understand when the shaft line is pointing one way what the club face angle should be. And they just show you examples. It's impossible to argue.
Visual representation is so much more an effective teaching aid, I think people find. Oh, and you can apply that to even academic learning as much as sporting pursuits. You just made me think back to, I spent a week at Collingwood at the start of 2007. And even then, the development coaches then were Brad Scott and Alan Richardson. Yeah. And they were using video where they were getting a player, getting him to kick on his preferred foot, then getting him to kick on his non-preferred foot, and they could transpose the footage so they could see what the flaws were in their technique on their non-preferred as opposed to their preferred. Yeah. And that was now 10 years ago. So I guess it's a really good point. You'd expect standards to continue to improve because of how effective the teaching methods are.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the technology is one thing with the ball and the clubs, like I was saying, but the technology as far as teaching is, it's unbelievable now. Mm. And I went down the cricket nets with my kids the other day, and we're just having them mess around the cricket nets, and there's a dad, his son's probably about 12 years old, and the cricket nets next to him. And he had somebody bowling, and Dad was videoing his son, with the different shots and giving the son feedback straight away. So, there's a saying in golf, what you think you're doing and what you're really doing are usually two totally different things. And I know this from teaching people, 10 years before I got the job there at SEN. So what people think they're doing, it's totally different to what, when you put them on camera, what was actually happening. Even Tiger Woods, his famous saying was, feel and real are two totally different things as well. So what kids are thinking they're doing, whether it's cricket, football, golf, tennis, what they think they're doing, what they're feeling like they're doing, sometimes when you show them what's actually happening and what their technique really looks like on camera, then the changes necessary to make are much easier to make mentally. And that's why we're seeing better golfers. I know that. I can't speak for the other sports, but I really, truly believe that we're seeing better players on the PGA Tour, many more better players, all of them with great swings, that should function under pressure. It's because of the technology in teaching.
Really interesting discussion, that. Let's talk European Tour. Graham Storm capturing his second title, his first in nearly a decade.
This guy, I remember reading halfway through last year that he was in danger of losing his card, and now he's had a win. Mm. And not only a win, but he beats Rory McIlroy, who, I was watching last night. I saw Rory McIlroy birdie about the 15th hole. He caught up to Graham Storm, and I thought it was all over. All over Red Rover. I went to bed, woke up this morning and saw what happens. And McIlroy bogey, 17, and Storm wins it, I think, on about the fourth hole of a playoff. So, look, he was in nowhere land this time last year. Nowhere land. He's been a good player. And like you said, he's certainly been a tournament winner before, but to win a tournament like the South African Open, over a superstar like Rory McIlroy, and someone who won the FedEx Cup last year, and I think he won the race to Dubai as well.
Mm.
So to beat that guy, that's a feather in his cap, and it should springboard him, I hope, for Graham's sake anyway, to another win maybe later in the year, because he looks like a nice player. But gee, it was amazing. And watching the two players last night that he was paired with, McIlroy was paired with. I mean, some footballers, Rowan, and you know this as well as anybody, they just pop. You put them in a line of 10 blokes and you watch them at training, and there'll be one of them that just pops out. Wow, have a look at that guy. When you watch Rory McIlroy play against your average mortal golf professional, he pops. It's incredible to see. The distance he hits it, and they really did focus in on that last night in the broadcast. But two, just the way he gets around the golf course. You know, he looks like a champion. Graham Storm and the other guy, I think it was Smith. But, yeah, they're very nice players. But wow, when you look at Rory McIlroy, you understand why he's at the top of the world rankings pretty much year in, year out these days.
Great stuff, Marco. You know, I haven't had a hit of golf now for about 3 years, but you're almost making me want to drag my King Cobras out. That's how long since I've played. I've got a two-decades-old set of King Cobras.
I was about to say, next time you go down the driving range, to get out your iPhone, but last time I saw your phone, it was a dirty old Nokia. Have you upgraded yet?
Oh, no, I have. No, I've had the iPhone for a couple of years now, although you'll be pleased to hear I'm keeping it in as good a nick. The screen is so dirty, I have to sort of scroll up and scroll down to avoid the dirt patches to read anything on it. So, and you know why? I don't know how to take the cover off. So if someone could SMS in, how do you actually get the covers off these things so I can bloody clean it? Good work, Marco. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, mate.